guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. I'm on vacation. Obviously, I've taken a few days off. I didn't bother to mention anything to anybody. I just felt like I needed a breath of fresh air. So I went up to the Outer Banks where I had no cell reception. I was going to get you guys a video from the beach up there, but there was no cell reception, so I couldn't upload a video. And then, you know, I made it here to, I'm on Staten Island here in New York visiting some friends. And I've been at the beach all day today. And, you know, I haven't been online, and I jump online and I notice the ban hammer has come down across the board on things. And I'm not going to split screen. I'm going to reference this myself here. But I noticed that on Reddit, they deleted, completely deleted the Donald Trump community and 2,000 others that are quote unquote offensive content, which is, you know, they'll say it's hate speech or things like that. But there's nothing that's really defined as hate speech. There's nothing that defines it as, well, if you say these things, it's bad. And many times when it comes to content where you're being a little critical of when you're being critical of someone else, anyone else, you can be critical of men and you can be critical of white men. But other than that, if you're critical of somebody, it seems somebody takes some issues with it. And so now there's 2,000 Reddit forums that are gone, and then there's a crackdown on Facebook, and they've given the boogaloo crackdown, they call it. But anything that talks about, you know, upcoming civil strife, as it were, and the boogaloo, and that's been removed from Facebook. Yet Antifa can continue to coordinate events and have meetups and decide where they want to go, and apparently there's no problems with that, and I have a problem with that. If we're going to, you know, if you're going to shut some people out, you have to shut all people out. And then the last one I saw is that YouTube just got rid of Stephen Molyneux. And they said the same thing, that he was saying hateful comments and that he was pushing a white supreme view, which, if you know Stephen Molyneux, that's not true. And all of this happened right within a day or two of each other. And then on YouTube, they also, I think they said they cranked up their filters, and it ended up purging. I don't know the exact number. Maybe you guys can correct some of this because I haven't been up to date on it, but I see different things. But supposedly anywhere up to 250,000 YouTubers. Others have said it's 25,000. It's hard for me to know what, and I'm kind of on vacation, so I'm not doing too deep a dive here. Some of you can post down below. But the point is that they're ratcheting everything up here when it comes to the election up and coming. And I think this is a good time to say that I think it's important for you guys to try to stay neutral, to try to stay in middle ground. Now that, you know, you have to make a choice when it comes to, obviously, whether what you want to do when it comes to voting. Or do you want to be on the side that's tearing down statues, or are you on the side that wants to preserve them? Do you want to keep our Constitution intact and keep the First and Second Amendments to be free, or do you want to crank them down and you think hate speech is an actual bad thing and you need to remove it? What I mean is, you can obviously make a choice and say, you know, I believe that this side is right, or I agree with what this side is stating. And I don't agree what this other side is stating. And so you have taken a choice there. But I think the way that society is being geared up here, both on Twitter and Twitch has removed Trump's political ads, and Twitter's removing conservatives, and again, everything here that I've previously mentioned, it seems very much that everything's trying to get ramped up to where we become very angry at each other. Where, you know, the left is angry at right, right's angry at left, men are angry at women angry at men, black versus white versus black, whatever. And I think this is an important time where we keep some neutrality. Now, we may disagree on politics or on different worldviews, but I think we need to keep it in the course of reasonable discussion, where we need to be able to sit across from somebody, and even if we vehemently disagree with each other, and we don't think the other person's right, the days of sitting still and listening to your opponent or the person that disagrees with you, listening to them, conceding if there's anything good that they've said or that you disagree completely, and then you have a discussion about it and you meet somewhere in the middle. That seems that's all gone now. That's something that it's no longer acceptable. It's not acceptable to just be like, well, I see where you're coming from, but I don't agree. For some reason, this is a bad thing now. And it's being the political atmosphere is so trying to force people to take sides. And I think that's, you can take your side, but I think when it comes to, prepping for battle and getting ready to have a knockdown drag out with the other side, I think that's wrong, and I don't think that does a service to any of you young men out there or anyone else, because it sets up these next 4 or 5 months and maybe even these next couple of years as a real knockdown drag-out war, and I don't think that anything positive is going to come out of that. Maybe there is. I don't know, but I don't see it. It just seems that it's everything's getting ratcheted up to 15, and it's designed so that we go nuts on each other. And so, that being said, I want you guys to try to keep a clear head. Don't get, I've advised many times not to be on social media. This is a better time than ever, because now if you say the wrong thing, you can lose your job, you can lose your friends, you can lose your family. I think it's a good time to quietly sit on the sidelines and watch everything go by. And it doesn't mean that you don't have that you don't vote a certain way that you believe, or you don't defend your beliefs. I think you should always defend your beliefs and be a strong person when it comes to that. But there's also a point in time where you say, choose your battles. Social media, you're not going to change the world by screaming at someone on social media. You're not going to change the world by getting in a fist fight with somebody on the street because you guys have a disagreement. The only way that you're going to come to a real change is to make sure that A, that you're voting the way you want to vote, and B, that you are able to separate yourself away from the chaos and try to find a safe place to safe place, a safe place to kind of view and make sure that your assessment of the situation is right. Because I cannot tell you how many times I'll see a news story, and after a little digging, the half of it was left out. I can't tell you how many times that a quote was taken out of context, and the story completely changes. And the media and politics and these corporations, they're all definitely trying to make sure that we fall in line with their views and their beliefs. And if you don't, just like Stefan Molyneux and some of these others, you get removed. There's none of the channels that I watch have really other, I think I've watched a couple of Stefan's videos, but nothing big. I haven't seen any that I watch be removed, but there is a point in time where this may happen. And whether it's the political world, whether it's a channel like mine where, we pick fun of some bad actions of others, we don't know. And so the best thing you can do is to make sure that you know this is coming. And if you can prepare yourself both financially and for making sure that you have ways to protect you and your family, and make sure that you're hopefully financially stable, or as best as you can, so that if things kind of go crazy over here, that you'll have a way out. I would recommend doing that at this point in time. I don't know what's going to happen, but the big thing that I always try to tell you guys is to be prepared. Always be prepared for anything and everything, because you never know what's going to come. You never know what's going to happen. And part of that is fiscal, responsibility and being prepared financially. But it's also being prepared both to defend yourselves and to be safe, but to also keep your sanity through all this. Keep a level head through this. Be ready to have lots of people that disagree with you and maybe even outright hate you or wish you harm because they don't agree with you. I think this is something that may be here. So I just thought I would let you guys, number one, know that I'm in one piece, and I have not been demonetized or removed or anything like that. Number two, I'm on vacation. And number three, I think we've got some challenging times coming up ahead. Many of you have recommended to me before to get over on BitChute and on other sites, and I'm going to do so. One of the reasons why I haven't is I don't have unlimited data as far as uploading. So every time I upload a video, if it's, a gigabyte, every time I upload you know, two videos a day to YouTube, in the course of a month, that's 100 gigabytes or 60 gigabytes or so. Were I to duplicate that over on BitChute, all of a sudden I've doubled that to 120. So I will start getting stuff over at BitChute as I can. But the other reason I haven't as well is because YouTube does, since I am still monetized with YouTube, I do get, if you don't have an ad blocker and you watch even the first 6 seconds or 10 seconds of an ad on my channel, I still get a little bit for that. It's not a lot, but it's enough that I don't have to come to you guys and say, hey, I need your donations. You know, if you donate something and give to me, it does help a lot. But I don't need it. I don't need it because YouTube gives me ad revenue. Well, if I end up getting banned here on YouTube and I end up going over to BitChute, then it's, you know, whatever you guys donate to me is what I get, and it is what it is. And as far as that goes, I really don't mind. The problem is, though, that if the donations aren't quite enough, I have to go get a regular job. You know, I mean, I am semi-retired, but the donation or the finances that I get from YouTube and the advertisement is enough to pay for my insurance, for my bus and gas and food. That's, you know, I don't have many bills living in the bus. It's probably, you know, a couple $1,000s a year. But by the time I add in gas and travel and stuff like that, it may become quite a bit more than that. If I lose the YouTube portion of this, it means I need to go find a 9-to-5 job, or, you know, I need to get more donations. And I'm not very good, and I'm not very comfortable at sitting here and begging for donations. That's just not my thing. So we'll see what happens as far as when and if things happen on my YouTube channel, and if I move over to BitChute, and however things continue on over there. If you guys have donated to me or support me on either the Patreon or Subscribestar, I appreciate that very much. And, you know, we'll play it out and see how things go. As it stands, I don't think there's going to be any surprises, but, you know, something, Molyneux had a million subs and thousands of videos uploaded, and they wiped him off the map in one snap. So to say that couldn't happen to me, you know, it could happen at any moment in time. So we all have to be ready for that. So guys, I'll leave it there. I just wanted to give you a heads up that I'm still around. I'll throw something together. I've got an interview that I did with a friend of mine. She is a doctor and a female. And so I asked her about dating and about the bug and, you know, about politics and rioting, things like that. Just some fun stuff. I'll get that together for you here. I'll put a couple more videos together while I'm on vacation. And I'll still give you something to enjoy while I'm on the road. Guys, we'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm joking. Remember, things are going to get challenging. Things are going to get rough over the next couple of months. Just hang in there. It'll all work out in the long run. Just keep a cool head about it and keep safe. And we'll get through this together.